1. What's going on, Walla Walla Suites fans? Welcome to another edition of Where Are They Now? A series where we look at some former Suites players and what they've done after Walla Walla. I'm Brandon Monti, the voice of the Walla Walla Suites. Joining me today, a member of the 2010 and 2011 Walla Walla Suites teams. He was a two-time West Coast League All-Star and All-West Coast League team selection. He played catcher for the Suites for 2 years. Elliot Stewart joins me. Elliot, it's good to have you aboard.
Thanks for having me. That was a nice intro right there. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So looking at Walla Walla, you came in 2010. It was the inaugural team, first season of Walla Walla Suites baseball. What was the feeling for you coming into that season, knowing that you'd be a member of the first ever Suites team?
It was definitely exciting. We knew it was going to be the first year, so there's a lot of good buzz around the town, and seemed like the organization was ran by a lot of good people. Jeff Cirillo, it was nice to get a phone call from that guy and know he was in the mix, and Zachary Frazier, all the guys that were up top made it sound like it was going to be a really fun summer, and it lived up to the hype for sure. We had a great time that first year.
Despite a bit of a slow start for the team early on, you guys were able to really pick things up in the second half. What led to the turnaround for the team?
Oh, man. It's definitely been some time. I think we all just kind of came together and said, look, it's summer ball. We need to play together. We need to have fun. We had a really good support system at home. We had 1,500-plus fans at home. So we're like, look, why are we pressing? Why are we – there's no reason to panic. Let's just play baseball, and we have the people behind us to help. And I think we all just probably relaxed a little bit and enjoyed the remainder of summer. So, I mean, it's new to everybody. When you go out to a new city, you're using wood bats. You're with a bunch of random guys. So summer ball is not the most comfortable at the start, but we had a really good group of guys that were able to relax towards the end of the season.
That was one other thing I was going to mention. In the first season of Walla Walla baseball, the Suites set the West Coast League record for attendance. What was it like to have all of that support backing you for the entire season?
Yeah, it was great. We went to a couple other stadiums that had more than 500, I guess, people. But you go to the stadiums that have 50 people at the game, and we're seeing it now with the COVID and the MLB. Those games are – it's just weird. So having the 1,000 people at a game, 1,500 people, and you're the show in town, like they are fired up to be at those games. So not only are they there in attendance, they're actually cheering for balls and strikes. They're getting on the umpire, stuff that makes baseball fun, and that definitely helps you play better. It gives you that extra boost maybe late in the game when you have the fans behind you, where you're somewhere else and there's no one there, and it doesn't matter. So. It was a great atmosphere. They did an awesome job with all the games in between, the fan interaction. I think the front office dominated, and they really made it a good atmosphere for everybody.
Now, I know you'll have to go back a little bit. It's been about 10 or 11 years, but you played very well in your two seasons with Walla Walla. What clicked for you in your two seasons with the Suites?
I don't know if I have a specific for it. We were definitely messing with our swings quite a bit. I don't know. That's a tough question to ask. It's been so long, but it's kind of the same thing. We were just out there having fun, letting it rip. It's definitely a laid back atmosphere, even though you're trying to compete and win the game. I think just being comfortable, being in that summer ball feeling and just going out and trying to let it fly. And we did. I think the college game gets a little more defensive focused, or you have other things to kind of worry about when you're at school. We took more of the offensive approach over summer, trying to get our swings going and figure a few things out. And I guess we did. I was out there with a few other teammates, and we were grinding. We're in the batting cage every day. We were with the coaching staff, with other players from other schools that we respected and guys that we wanted to learn from. And I think we just – there's multiple guys that put together some good summers those first few years. So, yeah.
Certainly good to hear. Again, we're with Elliot Stewart, former member of the Walla Walla Suites back in 2010 and 2011. And Elliot, you talked a bit about kind of how much fun the team seemed to have over those 2 years you were there. And that seems to be the consensus from talking with former players, is that it was just a lot of fun to be in this organization. How would you describe the culture of Walla Walla Suites baseball as a whole?
It's a great culture, and it obviously starts from the top. I know our, like, just having the amount of gear we had, the fan presence, it seemed like they had a bunch of good host families. I loved our host family. The guys I lived with, the few people we brought around, our family, Jim and Deb Dumont, they were incredible. So I know other guys had good living situations. So you're able to kind of relax and enjoy it. I've been to other leagues, other states. I see what's going on in California in some of these teams. And if you don't have the host family, you don't have the team support, you're eating, you know, pizza every day for dinner, that gets old real quick on top of playing 60, 70 baseball games. So Walla Walla did a great job of really everything. They made sure we were taken care of on the field, off the field. We had great facilities. The coaching staff was knowledgeable. They did a great job getting us into, I guess it was Whitman College, that weight room. So we had really nice weight room. The field was awesome. They took care of the field, which is a big deal. So, I mean, there's really not a whole lot of negatives. We loved it. And I've talked to plenty of guys, and I've been one of them that has been miserable for 2 months over the summer. And everybody I've talked to would love to go back to Walla Walla. So that's the impression it's made on most of us, or all of us.
That seems to be the impression that I'm getting from most of the players that I've talked to. A lot of positives from the Walla Walla organization. Now, I know the baseball season is a very tough grind. You play almost every day. But during your downtime in Walla Walla, what were some of your favorite parts about the city from a non-baseball standpoint?
Well, we didn't do, like I said, I lived with my roommate and our second baseman at Cal Poly, Denver Chavez. So we and a few other guys really just grinded. We lifted in the morning. We played at night. I mean, you're not doing a whole lot after the game. There's the occasional good time with the teammates, but we were pretty focused on the baseball aspect. The city's great. We went downtown a few times, not a ton. But it does have that small town feel where you can just walk around, go check out some nice restaurants. I don't know if many guys are wine tasting out there, but for the parents or anybody else, the wine culture and all that stuff that downtown has to offer, that makes it, again, enjoyable. There's some cities where you do not want to walk around and you're stuck in your host family's house and you hope your host family's a good host family, and that's an uncomfortable feeling. So Walla Walla and the surrounding areas, you can go out and have a great day doing whatever, and you feel safe, and there's plenty of stuff to do. So that was nice. But yeah, I mean, we stuck around the field a lot. We were putting in the extra work in the morning, so we weren't doing a whole lot after those late night games.
It's always nice to have the good mixture of having a good host city and family, as well as being able to grind every day on the baseball field. Again, we're joined by former Walla Walla Suites catcher Elliot Stewart. And Elliot, after Walla Walla and after playing college baseball at Cal Poly, I understand that, like many former Walla Walla players, you've kept involved with the game of baseball. What have you been involved with baseball-wise after college?
So I coached at Cal Poly as a volunteer assistant right after college. They pretty much hired me. I had Tommy John my senior year, came back for a fifth year, which is great. And the coaching staff decided that if I wanted a job the next year, they would at least give me a volunteer position. So I got right into coaching at Cal Poly as a volunteer. And really that led me to do some lessons on the side because I had to. And we realized that there's not a whole lot of extra coaching or development on the Central Coast. And we turned that into a business. So we recently, me and one other guy, Alex Smith, he played in Corvallis, so he would have similar answers to all this about Corvallis. But he was a Cal Poly infielder. Now him and I started a warehouse up in Paso Robles, which is on the Central Coast, about 30 minutes north of San Luis Obispo. And we started a baseball warehouse, and we're doing lessons, running travel teams, and trying to do our thing on the Central Coast. So definitely heavily in the game, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Always good to hear. And the last question I have for you, Elliot. So the 2011 season, a big turnaround for you guys, and do a little preview here. We've already posted our 2010 Walla Walla Suites, Where Are They Now? Article to the Walla Walla Suites website. 2011, you guys make the playoffs for the first time in team history. How good did it feel to have that turnaround from 2010 to 2011?
I mean, anytime you have a playoff atmosphere in a city that enjoys baseball and shows up to the game, it just made it that much better. We were playing good teams at Wenatchee, Corvallis. I'm forgetting now who exactly we played, but I know those teams were in it towards the end. And I mean, it's real competitive baseball. Everybody talks about Cape Cod or the Northwoods or these other leagues, but there's plenty of talent in the West Coast League, and those playoff games and the championship games were very competitive, very good atmosphere. So, I mean, it was great. We're playing with guys from Pac-12 schools, and just being in that environment prepares you for your college or wherever you're going to school. So that was great overall, just playing in those higher intensity games over the summer. So definitely a big deal.
Thank you so much, Elliot Stewart, for joining us as we go through our Where Are They Now edition for former Walla Walla Suites players. Again, you can be on the lookout for the 2011 edition of the Where Are They Now series for Walla Walla, released on Monday, January the 25th. Elliot, thank you for your time today, sir.
I appreciate it. That was great.